Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, Inside Joke, take 13. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming to you from the floor at SHOT Show, and yeah, by the time you hear this, I will no longer be in SHOT Show. I won't even be in, on the West Coast, but I do get a chance to still interview some very interesting people, and this is no exception to the case. Sitting in front of me is a very small, young gun wielder death killer girl named Jody Mackey. She runs something called girlonfire.life, which I just like the website. You are a specialist when it comes to consulting with people and training people, yeah?
I am, yes.
Tell me about what you do.
So we're in 14 states. We're a firearms training academy, and we have our firearms, and we also have a non-firearms training division, but we train a lot of people to be instructors. So I train a lot of FBI, Homeland Security, law enforcement. I help people pass their qualifications when they fail them because we're really focused on marksmanship. And I have a marksmanship platform for high-level agencies, and we created this based on the fact that we need a higher standard for our shooters at this time when we look at active shooters and terrorists. And
well, they're operating, you know, terrorists are operating in a very crowded environment, are they?
They are, and we're not looking at 3 to 5 feet. Type of training anymore.
Well, no, like the guy in Texas the other day.
Exactly.
He took, what, a 30-foot shot, maybe?
He did.
One shot.
Yes.
And the interesting thing was the 6 other guns that came up, they didn't shoot. That, now, as a trainer, what do you think about that?
I don't know if I believe it.
There were 7 other parishioners that drew down on the guy after he went down, but they did not fire.
Oh, so after he was down.
After he was down,
I thought
yeah.
You meant one that drew in advance. I don't know.
No, but I mean, that. One thing that I saw to that, and I really would like to ask your opinion of this, the first defender was small of the back carrying, and he had trouble getting his weapon out, and he's one of the ones that died.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I
can
see that as an issue.
Yeah.
You know, I look at all the marketing companies for holsters, and they market, you know, change it like it's your underwear.
Right.
You know? And all, if we look at all of our agency people, they never, ever change their method of carry. It is exactly the same based on the muscle memory, your safety of draw. You know, all those other things are really critical.
Is that good?
I think it's better to have more consistency.
Yeah.
You know, there's some measures you can put in place if you do change it on ways so that you can make sure your body goes to that,
right,
so you don't lose seconds, right? But, you know, there's some considerations there that a lot of people don't you know.
What do you think about appendix carry?
It depends on the person. It depends on their
practice. Well, say your buddy, he could appendix carry.
Yeah.
And I envy him for that. You could appendix carry. I couldn't appendix carry if my life depended on it. I mean, it's definitely a thin person's game, but I mean, I do carry strong side 3 o'clock. Most of the time, I'm going to try to inside the waistband if I'm, but sometimes I go outside the waistband. As far as the weapon that you recommend, what do you recommend the smallest thing they can find that works? Or
no, because usually the smallest ones are only for close range.
Right.
And I want a gun that I can hit anything at any distance, any situation, so it may not be the smallest one, and that's okay. I'm going to have to just figure out how to carry it.
Right.
Because I can't have backup guns in a lot of states. You can only have one. And so many people have an issue even concealing on their person one firearm, so whatever gun you have, you need to hit your intended target.
So a secondary could be in small of the back, as long as you have your primary somewhere where you can really get it out.
If the state allows. Because there are a lot of states that only allow you to carry one gun.
I don't know if you can do that in South Carolina. I don't know if you can. I've done it. I've never asked anybody's permission.
Yeah, I don't know if you can in South Carolina either.
Well, but, you know, that's going to be our secret, okay? Don't tell nobody.
I won't.
Anyway, you also do a little bit on rampage killings in schools.
I do.
And in the first take, we were, the first take, we did some really good stuff that unfortunately I didn't record. But you know, like in my, you made a very good point that rampage killings do not occur in inner city schools because they have metal detectors.
Right. We
now,
never hear that anymore.
Why wouldn't this be one of these, while these guys are all searching for a way to put in preventative measures, which it's a passive measure, and it's a passive measure, and it's not one of those things that become. It's not going to stop somebody the size of a barge through it,
true.
But it will at least give a sort of a heads up, and everybody can do something a little evasive if they want to.
Right. Plus, it's a deterrent.
Right.
It's a deterrent. Hopefully, they don't even do it. It decreases the chances.
Right.
And I think when we look at this, we need to cast a broad net. There's not going to be one solution that fixes it, right? There's going to have to be many approaches to decrease the chances of it happening in these locations.
Now, you work in South Carolina where they don't have armed teachers. They do have resource officers. When you go to them and you say, have you ever gone to them in South Carolina and said, hey, have you ever thought about these $3,000 metal detectors that you could put, seal off every entrance except for the ones that are fire exits, because I guess that's probably something they have to contend with, and maybe control what's happening there this way. When that happens, you get like a dull stare and maybe some drooling and some eyes crossing. How do they receive that?
Well, the schools in general tell me that they don't want to appear unsafe, so they don't want metal detectors, and the cost is $3,000.
See, this is the second time Jody's told me this, and the first time she told me this that I didn't record, I made the same face I just made, because every time I get told this, that it's because of the appearance.
Right.
We safeguard people with diamond couriers, money. We have armed guards all over courthouses, all this other stuff of the very important people. Children, not so much, because we don't want people to think that. What do they not want people to think? That we're protecting the children? Is that the only thing that they wouldn't think? That's the only thing I'm thinking.
At least they don't want to appear that they're an unsafe neighborhood when we know they're the unsafe neighborhood.
Well, I mean, they're not a bit. I can't do this. It's on radio, and I can't just sit here and hang my head. The whole part of this, though, is, like you said, where they have metal detectors, they don't have this. Where they have armed teachers, they don't have this.
Right.
Now, where they have metal detectors, do they have signs outside the school saying, we have metal detectors?
No, not typically. But
everybody knows. They're
there.
Everybody knows they're there.
They know.
So, I mean, if they were armed teachers and then put up signs saying, we have armed teachers, you could have just one, right? I mean, that'd be technically correct. And,
yeah.
And that would go a long way, because these guys seek out the place where they're helpless.
They do.
And defenseless. And there's no layer to penetrate before they get to the target, right?
Right. Well, and a lot of times they're students. And if we look at all of our active shooter platforms, they're all training the shooter because they go to school there or they work there. So you just train them on your active shooter plan so they can take down more people.
Yeah.
So our active shooter aftermath plans aren't really effective the way that they are taught at this time.
I don't know how they're taught. I know they run these active shooter drills.
Yeah. For the entire place.
Right.
And the shooter usually is somebody that's affiliated with that place. They're getting that same training.
Right, but... Well, I mean, like in the case of, what was that, Cruz. Now, this was a guy, he'd thrown up so many warning signs and been visited by every law enforcement agency known, except for possibly the auxiliary for the Hare Krishnas, those cops. Maybe those guys didn't show up. But they all showed up to see him, and they still let it happen.
Right.
And the one guy saw him coming and said, he's on the premises. I'm going to be locked in this closet. Nobody moved to engage him. Because I think I have read somewhere that 60-some-odd percent of the time with an active shooter, rampage killer, when they're stopped in the middle of the rampage, it's by unarmed people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Typically, yeah.
Wow.
Because a lot of these situations, there aren't armed people in the locations.
People that want to find out more about you and what you do, how would they find you?
GirlOnFire.life is our website. We're also on all the social media. The Instagram, GirlOnFireLife.
Right.
And so you can contact us. We do the active shooter prevention programs for schools and churches and corporations. And we also are really active in trying to educate people more on the potential legislation that we can bring in. And one quick statistic, 99% of the active shooters between 2000 and 2013 had a suicide attempt.
Yeah.
But it can't get any better.
Thank you for your patience. I'm going to give you my card. Stay in touch with me. Let's talk more often than this, shall we? Jody Mackey, GirlOnFire.live. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Shot Show 2020. Let's talk to somebody. We haven't talked to it. I haven't had a chance to talk to a competitor. Talking to professional shooter Michael Gallion. Good evening, sir. Afternoon. I don't know what time of day. How's it going?
Well, it's every time of day somewhere in the world.
I know.
Right now, yeah,
well,
you bet. It's going good.
Time. It's almost time for my night time, so I'm completely confused. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, I do a little bit of everything. Professional shooter. I'm sponsored by High Standard Pistols, who's in reorganization right now, but hopefully we're going to be back into manufacturing by next year. They're going to have some really cool guns. They already do, actually. And then I also have a machine shop and my federal firearms license. I manufacture compensators and sight mounts. I import some Oko red dot sights from the Czech Republic. And my spare time, I sleep, you know, when I can.
Well, yeah, of course. I would hope so. High Standard now, there are 22s? 22 pistols?
Yeah, 22 pistols, almost entirely.
You know, in the 80s, when we didn't have enough money to train and qualify with a 45 ACP, we had High Standard target pistols that I had to take all of my people through and let them train with that, which was a stupid analog to the 45 ACP. But those were nice guns. Is that the kind of gun that you shoot, that kind of 22 target pistol?
Actually, that basic design dates back to probably the late 60s.
Okay.
And they're even the guns that were building up to a couple of years ago are still on that same basic design. They're a wonderful gun. They have a trigger that's just exquisite.
Interesting. Anyway, for you, when you're getting here, how many different kinds of things can you get into? I mean, you're probably looking for sponsors every now and again for your professional shooting.
Sure.
Maybe some buyers for your compensators and the metal parts you fabricate. Maybe other people to be involved in. With, I mean, how many different ways do you have to look at this?
Well, actually, one of the first things I do is on the first day or so of the show is they have the supplier showcase upstairs.
Right.
Which are all things that are related to the manufacturing process. And since I do some manufacturing, I spend a lot of time up there. And then after that is over and the main floor starts up, then that's when I come down. And my primary reason to be here is to support the wonderful people that sponsor me
right. By
coming down and answering questions and showing them.
Mention them real quick. Tell me who's sponsoring.
Oh, okay. Fiocchi Ammunition, Fiocchi USA.
Great ammo.
Absolutely. And the stuff that you get over here is actually made over here, which is kind of nice. Creates some jobs and stuff.
Sure.
And, I mean, if your gun doesn't go bang, it doesn't matter how accurate the stuff is.
Just paperweight.
Yeah, it's just paperweight. But their stuff is just superlative. For reliability and accuracy. And then also the High Standard pistols. They are in reorganization, but hopefully we're going to be up into full manufacturing. Usually I'm down here working in their booth. And then Tactical Solutions, also known as Taxol. Not only are they some of the nicest people in the shooting world, they build some just amazing stuff for like Ruger 10/22 rifles. And for some of the pistol parts, I use their stuff on a lot of my race guns. But for my high stands, I make my own carbon fiber barrels and so forth. So,
you make your own?
Yeah.
Carbon fiber barrels?
Yeah. I start with a barrel blank, and then I machine it down and fit a carbon fiber, very lightweight sleeve over it, and then mount my compensator on that barrel.
Okay. Well, okay.
It works.
All right. Well,
even old guys can make it go.
Well, you know, I got my opinion about old guys is that we're probably a lot better at a lot of things than our offspring, our progeny give us credit for anyway. So I'm not really worried about what the younger generation thinks.
Oh, you bet. Well, you know what they say about old age and treachery. You know, we can.
Well, no, but you can share that with me if you want to.
I don't remember the exact word, but something about old age and treachery always beats the youth and enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, so. That's, you know. Yeah, I can get that. I did an airsoft thing in Barnwell, South Carolina, at this nuclear facility they have, and one of the little teams wanted me to run with them, which was impossible. I couldn't run with them. I mean, they had a guy with a fake leg, and he could just dust me. They were just all just, you know, young fast operators. So I was like, okay, I'll run with you, but we got to do this. So I set up a very elaborate ambush where I was just going to stick my weapon out, just fire down the hall and just spray like that, and then kick in the door and cross the hallway. And as they chased me, I had a little girl covered up in trash, and they'd be popping those in the back as they went by. And then the ones that got by there, I had a little girl aiming down and popping them, and then I had a bunch of boys. I didn't have to engage them after I lured them in, so...
There's your old age and treachery.
Yeah, old age and treachery.
You just proved it.
Any of those kids? Well, that's been a while. So any of the kids that are listening and that were down there in Barnwell, South Carolina, that my people peppered. Anyway. What else do you look for when you come down here? So you saw the alien. What do you think of the alien?
Well, actually, I saw some of the press releases on it.
Okay.
And it looked really interesting, but
$5,000 gun.
Well, you know, you never know. You take a look at some of the open guns and what they cost for competitive, a really top-rate open gun.
In the press releases, what are they saying is the market for that?
I didn't read that part of it. I didn't. All they did in the release that I saw was just kind of a description, and
right.
It seems like there was a picture showing of their kind of unique design.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to take one out and play with it sometime.
Yeah, I think it would. I just don't. That would be so many generations away before I would ever consider that kind of. That's such a radical departure from gun design, which I know I get out here in bellyache a lot of times about. Well, nobody does anything different here. These guys come and they're doing something different, but. Now that I look at it and I see what they're doing different, I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to carry that.
Yeah. Well, I'm also sponsored by Dutch Firearms Trading, and I shoot Tanfolios in the open divisions.
Okay.
And I absolutely love them. And, you know, I look at all these other guns, and I look at them more from the standpoint of, is there some really cool idea here that I might learn something from, rather than looking at it as, gee, that's what my next gun is.
Yeah, but you're a fabricator. You look at everything in a whole different light than
Yeah.
I just look at it and go, cool. But you look at it and you start seeing, you know, G-codes and CAD lines and all this other stuff, right?
I write my programs in G-code.
Okay.
I don't even mess with the CAD stuff.
See, most people, I didn't know this until one of my sponsors, Roger Ward at Ace Firearms. I used to have G-code holsters as a company.
Oh, really?
I thought that was a military thing, right? And
yeah.
Then he let me know. No, G-code is a CNC thing.
Yeah, that's
so
what the machines are listening to.
Yeah, so for you, when you're looking at something, you start seeing G-codes and CNC programs, everything flying in front of your face. So I guess for you, this is almost like going to a candy store of sorts, right?
At least.
At least.
That would probably be an understatement.
So, do you carry a gun?
Oh, of course.
What do you carry?
You know, although 99% of my shooting is with semi-autos, I've always liked the Ruger LCR series revolvers. And but the only things that I didn't like about them was the lack of a really established rear sight and the short sight radius. And also the grip was a little short.
So.
And when they came out with the LCR 3X,
that answer questions?
My first order was for five of them.
Five?
Yeah.
What, do you beat them to death that bad? What do you do to these things?
Well, I sell a few because I'm an FFL.
You're an FFL,
but,
okay.
But they have a trigger in them for a revolver that's spectacular. I couldn't believe that a production gun could do that.
We've run out of time.
Oh, well.
Very interesting to speak with you, sir. And thank you for coming back. I really appreciate that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will pose written questions in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump on tomorrow and Thursday. 16 total hours for questions are allowed under Senate rules. The questions will be sent to Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who is presiding over the impeachment trial. He will then present the questions to Democratic House managers and the President's defense team. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is telling Republicans he does not currently have the votes to block witnesses in the president's impeachment trial. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott reacts to the news.
I believe that on Friday, when we get to the decision whether we're going to have witnesses, we're not going to do it. I mean, there's no logic to doing it. The House had their opportunity. Take John Bolton. They could subpoena him, and they elected not to. So you can't feel sorry for them. They've had their witnesses.
In a final look at your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 187 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I got the hotness now. The hotness. I'm on the floor at SHOT Show 2020. And sitting across from me is a young fellow named Zach Hine from CZUSA.com. First things first, you've been losing weight.
I have. No, I've been doing that keto thing.
The keto thing.
Yeah, it's working really well for me.
Yeah? It shows.
Good, good.
It shows.
I'm 70 pounds down, hoping to go 90 pounds down. So we'll see how
you
it goes.
Can listen. You do not want one of these. You don't want one of those. Okay? The only thing this is good for is, like, if I get a tattoo of some hand trying to pull it apart, that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else that goes along with it is horrible. So that's outstanding. In my humble opinion, as I've been watching for the past year, because everybody's talking about the Trump slump and all this other stuff, CZ, when I say I've got the hotness, you guys are not.
We've been on fire.
You're not in any sort of a slump. You guys are having trouble just keeping up with stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been working at CZ for 8 years now, up on 8 years. And when I first started, we were probably an 18-month back order on our most popular stuff. And that we've seen it, you know, we're catching up a little. but anything.
Have you caught up on the P10Ss yet?
No. If it's something people are after, no, not a chance.
They sent me a P10S. Zach's wife, Dawn, is here with us. They sent me a P10S, and nobody could get it after I reviewed it, so I sent it back to them so they have at least one more to sell.
Yeah.
At least one. So, anyway. Now, you have what I think is arguably one of the most innovative pistols here with you, the Dan Wesson DWX.
Correct. We've been slammed this week.
Yeah.
They wanted to come see it. So.
Well, I mean, like another one of my sponsors, Joe Chambers, who is a, you know, gun designer maestro, thinks that is one of the hottest production guns he's ever seen in his life.
Good.
He pulled it apart when nobody was looking, just so you know. And he looked down and he said, And now he understands. But for people that haven't seen this is essentially a Shadow 2 body. Kinda. What would you call it?
This is the ultimate mashup of a CZ and a 1911.
Right.
So you're getting a double stack 1911 that is way more than that. So borrowing from CZ, so CZ we've always been known for double stack 9mm. So good magazine capacity while still being really ergonomic. That original CZ75 just feels right in your hand, and a lot of the guns that we've built since then carry on those ergonomics. So this has a CZ75 grip, so it feels great in your hand. It uses CZ75 grip panels.
Right.
Uses a P10 magazine, so huge mag, P10F mag, 19+1 capacity. If you wanted to use accessories for a 75, you could put a magwell and some different grips on it. You could put a +4 base on the bottom of that thing. You could make it a 24+1 if you want to. Kind of moving up. The other thing, though, it still borrows that 1911 trigger.
Right.
So a trigger that pulls straight back, has a super...
The best trigger in the world.
Beautiful trigger. And a short, super short recess. So using a lot of 1911 components, we had to use a different trigger bow, but a lot of the parts you can still use a 1911 part. So people who have tuned a 1911 trigger, they're going to be pretty familiar with this thing. Moving up from there, it's still a 1911 style slide, but it uses a bushingless barrel system, and it's a barrel a lot like a P10 or a P09. So it gets rid of the link.
It's has combed.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's got an
11 millimeter crown on the muzzle. Really beefy lockup. This gun is built to take a ton of rounds. It's meant to be, the full size is meant to be a limited competition gun, and so it's really beefed up in all the areas that it needs it. It's got a super thick slide stop. So all sorts of things that make it ideal for competition. And then we also have a carry version. So we have a full size. We also have a compact with an aluminum frame.
Now, I didn't know about this one.
I know.
This was going to be the hotness.
So this one uses a CZ75 compact magazine, so a little bit thinner, a little bit shorter, still 15+1 for capacity.
Okay.
Uses CZ75 compact grips and all those same things. Beautiful trigger, a little shorter barrel. But, yeah, this one, originally I knew I was going to be excited about that full size. I was probably going to buy one. I don't know how I make a decision now.
Well, see, you know, the thing, the trend that I see out there, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and if, see, like with the P10C,
mm-hmm.
P10C is not as small as a 19, it's not as big as a 17. But the trend that I see everybody doing is a full-size grip, which the P10C has a bigger grip.
It does.
Than a compact pistol, normal compact pistol does.
Yep.
And a compact size slide. So ergonomically, you got more grip purchase, but you have less to jam inside or whatever holster you're going to run.
Sure.
And you know that's the sweet spot for a carry gun.
This one is. It's got a still a decently long barrel and sight radius, but that CZ75 compact length grip, you can still get all your fingers. I've got big hands, but still able to get all your fingers on it. It's about the right size, especially if you're going to carry. So.
See, I didn't know this one was coming out. See, I've been focused so much on the DWX as it is that, oh, gosh, that just feels...
Yeah, feels like a CZ75.
Feels like somebody formed it to my hand.
But then the trigger?
Oh, dear God. Okay. Now I messed up, too. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll get Danae to send me one of each, and then I'll figure out which one she doesn't get back and pay for the other one.
That's fine. The decision's figuring out which one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's half a dozen of one six to another, right?
That's the problem with having a job like what I have. It's just, you can't pass up on some of these things because it's just too good to be true.
Well, I can't imagine what that would be like to be in your position because you're demoing.
You end up
demoing and doing all this other stuff, and you're like, well, that's pretty nice. I like it. Okay, all right.
End up pretty darn poor is what ends up happening.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. I told Jason that all these evaluation guns that I ended up just not sending back, that cut into my profit margin.
Absolutely.
So besides these, which are very, very, very exciting, this is not all you guys had coming out?
No, we had another one that dropped the first day of the show.
Yeah.
So we've had the Bren 2 pistols all this year. And so at the very beginning of the show, we launched the Bren 2 carbine. So we have the Bren 2 MS carbine, 5.56, 16-inch barrel. It's that same piston system. Really, really smooth running gun. So the gun that it replaced, the 805 carbine that we discontinued a couple years ago, it was known for being incredibly smooth. Very flat shooting, very like low recoil, but just the action, the recoil impulse is incredibly smooth. And we dropped a pound out of that gun to go to the Bren 2. And so my first opportunity to shoot this thing was on Monday.
Yeah.
I shot it. We had a LE range day, and I was worried because, you know, we're quite a bit lighter with this gun. With that 2-port compensating muzzle brake, it is as good or better than the 805. I'm super happy with it.
So, now, I mean, dropping a pound out of a platform is pretty significant.
Absolutely.
I mean, just a pound, big deal. That's pretty significant to be able to do it and have it remain, you know, have that those same sort of range manners that it has. So
absolutely.
That's all intact.
Yes, yeah. So we basically went with a little bit lighter aluminum upper. So it had a monolithic aluminum upper before, but we just basically taking the extra weight out where we could and the lower. So we ended up using a carbon fiber composite lower, and that helped shave that weight even more.
So some of these guns, are any of these guns being designed U.S. side, state side?
Yeah, so this DWX was a project here in the U.S.
Right.
And so it's going to be built by Dan Wesson. It's been built in 1911s up in New York for a very long time. And so they're building it there at the Dan Wesson facility.
So both of these are Dan Wesson guns?
They are, correct.
Okay, just so I'm just keeping this in mind, so when I call Danae later on, Danae, yeah. I need that new CZ. Which one, Bill? The Frankenstein gun. I need that. That way, I know I'll keep that in mind. We're coming up on the next break. If you would, I've got so many other questions for you. So if you can stand by for me for about five.
Absolutely.
I don't know how long it's going to take. Any time I tell you, it's going to be a lie. So I'm just going to say, can you stand by for a bit? That'd be cool.
No problem.
I appreciate that. CZ-USA.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Still missing with the hotness at SHOT Show 2020. Still got Zach Hine from CZ USA. He is already I'm not gonna buy both of them because I don't need both of them. But I can already see a dent in my wallet in front of me.
You know, you have two hands.
I do have two hands, but I'm really thinking it's still going to be that one. To be honest with you,
full size,
yeah, I'm still thinking it's going to be that one. Anyway. Gun buying aside, you know, we're actually not, it's not, you know, just selling to me is great, but I mean, you've got to sell to other people too. So, anything new on the pistol side besides the DWX?
So, the DWX is the big one for us this year. Kind of some of the other things that are coming, we have a 45th anniversary of the CZ-75. So, this is the factory occasionally does these special guns. So, really engraved, very deep blue finish on it. So engraved frame, engraved slide, and engraved grips. So a really beautiful gun. And also on the Dan Wesson side, they're bringing some good looking. They've got the heirloom edition, Dan Wesson 1911 as well. So another engraved gun. It's a color case hardened frame. Just bringing some class this year.
The Dan Wesson 1911 line, I think, is very much unsung.
Well, it's one of those things when people know about them, they end up owning four,
well, I mean,
five, six of them.
I've had the TCP. I've had the TCP for evaluation, and I mean, as a carry gun, I could not think of a more well put together carry gun. If you're going to carry single stack 9mm 1911 pistol, that was definitely in the league all by itself. Fast shooting, flat shooting.
They're well designed, but also well built. The big thing is the tolerances are super tight. None of the parts, I mean, they don't do anything in MIM. So it's all fully machined parts, tool steel parts, incredibly tight frame to slide fit, barrel to bushing fit. I mean, they are very well built.
When I had that one, I was like, I'll just clean this before I send it to Danae, and I started trying to work it, and I was like, wow, this is really tight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it apart and have to send it to her in pieces. She wouldn't like that much at all. I know she's small and everything, but she can detonate, right?
She's small but mighty.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm not going to mess with Danae. I like Danae. I want her to like me back. So, anyway. I think the Dan Wesson line is somewhat unsung, but now, how is the... I know the P10 line is beginning to be looked at by law enforcement.
Yeah,
and that's sort of huge,
more,
right?
More and more, yes. Most of the stuff that they end up getting contracts on, they'll hint at it, but they don't even tell me who it is because I can't say.
Right.
So, but yeah, we've been landing more and more contracts here and there. Doing well.
I'm a glutton for punishment because I know that there's always going to be people that only carry Glocks. The last two videos I put out were P10C versus the Glock 19 5th Gen, and the P10F versus the Glock 17 4th Gen. And, you know, I got the usual people out there, but there's surprisingly a number of people that have actually tried the P10 that agree with me. And I saw some video, though, where a couple of supposed tactical operators had it, and they couldn't get it to cycle or something. And I was wondering about maybe they had a bad one. But the other thing I was thinking of that was was it the lockup that was messing
with? Exactly what it was. It was ammo. All the things that they were seeing on that, it was all ammo.
Yeah.
So that the bullets they were shooting were either loaded long for the chambering, and they were jamming into the rifling. So all the little things that they were kind of, at first they were saying, well, we didn't like how you can't press check it, all these things. It's all symptoms.
What does that mean?
Being too long. Well, yeah.
I can press check that all day.
Exactly.
I do.
So what was happening is that round was getting slammed in the chamber, and it's actually locking up the gun, because that bullet's already pressed into the rifling of the barrel.
Where did they find this ammo?
Who knows?
You know which video I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I absolutely do.
They drive up in a nice little white cop car, and also, and they get out. I was looking at that, and I was like, I don't know what's wrong with that, but that is not a normal.
You know, it just speaks to the fact that you have to use good quality ammo that comes from a reputable manufacturer, and you have to test every ammo in your gun before you try to use it. I mean, people they'll go to the range and shoot ball ammo because it's affordable. And then they'll buy one box of 25 defensive rounds, throw those in the mag, and go.
Yeah.
That is not the way you need to do it. You definitely practice with ball. Definitely practice with the ammo you want to carry, too.
Well, I mean, with the P10F, it's optics ready, so it's got a Delta Point 2 on it.
Sure.
And when I was in Steve Fisher's class, he's like, okay, it's okay to zero with this, but you need to zero this with your self-defense ammo.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I see exactly what you're saying on that. But the P10 line, is that growing? Is that expanding?
So you guys watch it? There are definitely some plans in the works. We don't have anything new to announce this at this show, but yeah, the P10 line is very vibrant and is definitely alive. So.
I think some people are looking for a long slide.
I know, and I'm kind of we were talking about short slides and long grips earlier. I'm more a fan of the other direction. So like a compact slide with a full size. A compact frame with a full-size slide.
Yeah.
Or even a subcompact with a compact slide.
Well, yeah, so. I know that school, because the grip is the part you got to conceal.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. That's the part that sticks out the most when you got it in a holster.
But as long as it's no smaller than the P10C grip.
Okay.
For me, that's where the line is drawn. Although, if you did a P10C with a... which I saw this. I saw somebody do this on the... The P10F slide has a full undercover, right?
Sure.
You can put that on the P10C, and it will function, won't it?
Yeah, yep. And the factory actually has an SC that we haven't brought to the U.S. yet, but it's stuff that we've played with, and, you know, the options are there. So
what is the SC? What does SC denote?
It's a semi-compact.
Semi-compact.
Halfway to the compact.
Okay. And which slide is it running?
Running an F. So it's a full-size slide and then a
compact. And which frame is it running?
Compact.
Okay. So,
yeah, so it's a pretty good combination there.
So I thought, so it's semi-compact coming down, not going up.
Correct.
Okay. As long as it's not the P10S with the P10F slide on it, that would look
sort of...
That would
be interesting.
It would be interesting. But you could hold it like by the barrel and it looked like the letter L. So, I mean, it would be... But I'm sure people would buy that.
Well, and honestly, the longer the sight radius, the better. So the easier it is to be accurate with it.
Yeah.
So.
And you were talking about the CZ-75. I've told this story a bunch. I mean, I've been a CZ fan since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. So the 45th anniversary, so we're coming up. That's 35 years ago. So it's one of the most cloned guns out there, isn't it?
Second to the 1911.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically, there are a ton of countries, a ton of companies that have all cloned it. Basically because that's originally a CZ-75 design. It was copyrighted, but it was a confidential military copyright in the Czech Republic behind the Iron Curtain.
Okay.
So, that doesn't do much for you when those guns start flowing out and people are able to get their hands on them, reverse engineer them. So it's been copied everywhere by everybody.
And interestingly, you've been copied by both higher-end people that make a higher-end version of it but still use the mechanism to the lower-end, like the Janix that, or is it TriStar that makes one that looks like it? Or
you know, it feels good. It feels, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
It is. So. It is. And I mean, you and I was shown, I met the guys at CZ Custom.
Yeah.
And they showed me the 10 millimeter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I you know, it doesn't look like the Bren 10, but I would still...
It's still
on the table for me.
Ticks all the boxes.
It does.
Yep.
Do you have one of those?
I don't have one of those, but I do have a 10 millimeter we built years and years ago. So I've got a 97 and 10 mil that we built maybe 7 years ago. So
built by CZ.
Well, built by a few of us there at CZUSA.
So it's a rare beast.
It is. It's one of a kind
beast.
It is.
Well, so nobody comes to you and goes, "Hey, Zach, you tired of that gun yet?"
Well, I didn't talk about it on the radio before now.
Oh.
So, you know.
Well, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah. Between you and me. You and me.
I won't tell anybody. So in the coming year, CZ is with me again, and I do appreciate that. I appreciate the confidence and the backing and everything else, and I look forward to the products that you have coming out because they are...
Oh, I know.
I have guns that are my kryptonite, and there'll be like one model of this, one model of that, or there's the CZ booth, whichever comes first.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll keep sending over T&E models and keep cutting into your profit.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure Danae has memorized my debit card number by now. Oh, yeah, I know it, Bill. No problem. So I want to thank you for taking the time out because I know that you've been really busy.
Yeah, no,
I'm really busy. And tell Jason, give Jason my regards, Aaron my regards, Danae, of course, give her my regards.
Of course.
And
your credit card.
And, yeah, my regards and my credit card, yeah. And, well, you know, in the coming days and weeks and months, you'll be seeing more video and you'll be hearing Zach more often. And let me just say, if you were not a good presenter before, you have definitely evolved in front of my eyes.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking time to join me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.